Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. It is July 27th, and we're doing a quick run through the essential albums out today. I'm joined by Ann Powers in Nashville. Hey, Ann.
Hello, Robin.
And Stephen Thompson here in D.C.
Hey, man, good to be here.
And we kick this week's New Music Friday off with the singer Israel Nash and his album Lifted. I love this.
Don't you feel calm and soothed
right
now?
It's just so good. It's Israel Nash's album is Lifted, and Ann, you've been on a roll of turning me on to artists that, for whatever reason, have not been on my radar lately, and he's one. I read that he's been called a Texas Hill Country troubadour, and I have no idea what that means.
Most of that is just location.
Yeah, but, right.
But when I listened to this record, I heard a little bit of Neil Young, even a little bit of George Harrison.
Yeah, definitely. Israel Nash has been around for a while. He's actually originally from the Ozarks in Missouri, spent some time in New York, but a good number of years ago relocated to Dripping Springs, Texas, the evocatively named town, about 35 minutes outside of Austin. And Israel Nash has a gorgeous voice, and that is what first attracted me to him, I don't know, three records ago. But this record, I just love the way these songs stretch out and really feel. Yeah. Like, you know, a big view you can take in with your ears, you know? It's like the oral equivalent of an amazing view.
Yeah, this is just late summer music, right? I mean, it's just this kind of dreamy sprawl to get lost in. It's been nice to dig into this record a little bit more.
The artist is Israel Nash, and his album is Lifted. Let's go to a band, a new band for me, another new one for me, called Fantastic Furniture and their self-titled debut record. Fantastic Furniture is the band, and this is their self-titled debut record, and that's a funny band name with a funny spelling, PH, fantastic, and FE for furniture, like fern, the plant, for furniture. This is, Stephen, a surprising one from the folk singer Julia Jacklin.
Yeah, I first heard Julia Jacklin a couple years ago as she was kind of bubbling up out of Australia as this very languid, quiet singer-songwriter, you know, who, you know, just these very tender and spare recordings. And this project, Fantastic Furniture, is not spare. It is a shambling garage rock band that she put together with some friends in Sydney, Australia, and it does a really nice job of taking her, that beautiful voice, that plaintive voice, and then just kind of setting it over songs that rock and just move along with a certain energy to them. I was reading up on the band and I saw that each member of the band is playing an instrument they don't usually play.
Right.
And I think you can almost feel that in the sound. Not that like nobody can play their instruments, but just that like these are people who are trying new things and having fun, getting outside themselves a little bit, which is, I think, a really interesting thing to do when you're as early in your career as Julia Jacklin is.
I get a little Mitski vibe from the vocals and how the vocals combine with that slightly noisier arrangement.
I read Julia Jacklin said of this project, she said she didn't want to overthink it when making music. She said, I just wanted to know what it's like to make people feel good and dance. Like she's never known what that sensation is.
I've been a performer a long time, and I've never sensed joy.
The band is Fantastic Furniture, and that is their self-titled record, debut record, Fantastic Furniture. And you mentioned Mitski, and I've got another band that I think is going to make you think of Mitski. The band is called Thin Lips, and they have a new record out called Chosen Family.
I remember having a dream about a naked woman, and I ran downstairs crying. Mom, I think I'm gay. Five or six. I was little. And she said, you're so young, you could possibly know that. I was comforted by that because I didn't want to go to hell. I was very afraid for my mortal soul so much and so often, but once I finally settled into it, pushing my own personal boundaries and unlearning all of this like painful stuff that I, queer to me means like boundary pushing in love and community and relationship and chosen family.
The band is Thin Lips, and their album is called Chosen Family. This is a band out of Philadelphia featuring the siblings Chrissy and Mikey Tashian, along with bassist Kyle Poley. It's just great hooky guitar rock that for fans of Hop Along or Mitski or maybe Angel Olsen. Really fantastic record from them.
And I read that Chrissy Tashian wanted the album cover to look like what she calls a gay Sgt. Pepper's, an album cover like one of the greatest of all time.
Well, it's paper cutouts of her friends and people who have meant a lot to her over the years that they've kind of assembled in the same way as the cover of the Sgt. Pepper's album cover. And Chrissy, you mentioned, she's the voice you hear at the beginning of the cut we played. We actually played two cuts. The opening cut to the record called Chosen Family, that's where she's speaking, and then followed by the song Gaslight. Spotlight Anthem, in parentheses, the song, not the band. This is very much a coming-of-age record, I think. You can really, all you have to do is look at the song titles to get this. One's called Sex is Complicated, another's So Stoned. Another song is What's So Bad About Being Lonely? And there's another song called I Know I'm the Asshole.
But wow, that's like my diary when I was like 19.
It's okay.
Right? Exactly. Did she rip that from the pages of my 19-year-old diary?
Or my 45-year-old diary. Yeah. You know, I saw a little band description, you know, how this band describes itself when you go to like the about section of their Facebook page.
Right.
And they put down hard riffers, a band made up of the kind of people you'd ask to water your plants. And you know what? I listened to the record and I'm like, I get that. It's rock and roll made by nice people. Singing about coming together as a group of friends in the world. I really warmed to this record very, very quickly.
The band is Thin Lips. The record is Chosen Family. We still have a few more albums to talk about, but first let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Indeed. When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need help getting your short list of qualified candidates fast. With Indeed, post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free when you sign up at Indeed.com/NPR podcast. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson, and we're doing a quick run through of some of the essential albums out on July 27th. And let's kick the second half of the show off with the artist Tony Molina and his album Kill the Lights.
That there's no place for us to go. There's nothing I can say to make it go away. And it's so hard to tell you now. Such thing as time, and the world seems so unkind, and it's so hard to tell you now.
This album, Kill the Lights, is 10 songs in 14 minutes and 30 seconds.
He's like the Tierra Whack of jangle pop.
The Tierra Whack of perfect recreations of the Byrds and later bands like Teenage Fan Club. It's amazing like how much, though, he fits into these incredibly tiny packages, though. I mean, it is an impressive feat, and at the same time, if you listen to this record in its entirety, does not take very long, you still have a sense of reach. There's still a certain sprawl to it. It's not just that every song just gets in and out right away, though that's true. There's a flow from song to song that still makes you feel like you've been on a journey, even though that journey takes 14 minutes and 30 seconds.
It feels like a meal to me when, even in 72 seconds, he gets a bridge, a chorus, a little instrumental break.
I will say that I don't think there's any shame in taking the template that the Byrds set and finding your own story within it. It's happened so many times in pop. I loved the jangle pop bands of the Paisley Underground back in the mid-80s, bands like the 3 O'Clock and the Rain Parade. All of these artists honor that moment when psychedelia met pop. It's an essential moment in rock history, and it always deserves to be revisited.
And that is Tony Molina, Kill the Lights. I will say, I wanted more. I did want, when this record was over, I was like, man, couldn't you have made it 20 tracks and 30 minutes long? But
well, Robin, I have a Byrds record for you. I'll send you a few files.
Tony Molina, Kill the Lights. This next artist that I want to talk about might feel a little bit out of place for the kinds of things we normally cover on New Music Friday, but it's from an artist who a lot of people love, and it's Raffi. His new album is called Dog on the Floor.
I I just want to play all day. I just want to play. I just want to play all day. Play, play, play. Play in the morning and in the afternoon. Rain or shine, play again real soon. I just want to sing a song. I just want to sing. I just want to sing a song. Sing, sing, sing. I just want to dance around. I just want to dance. I just want to dance around. Dance, dance, dance.
Raffi, his record's Dog on the Floor. This song is Play, Play, Play. And for those who don't know, and in case it wasn't obvious, he writes children's songs. And he's been putting records out since the mid-70s. I did not hear him growing up.
Oh.
But for people, I know so many people who did.
Yep.
And they are just like, it's part of their DNA.
You know, I had a conversation with my girlfriend a little while ago and was talking about music I played for the kids when they were little. And I was like, well, you know, I played blah, blah, blah. I didn't play them that Raffi stuff. And she, I don't think, has ever been angrier with me. Because Raffi to her, because Raffi to her is, I mean, like that voice just evokes this sense memory of childhood and wonder and joy.
I think that's sort of a Gen X parental mistake
that
we might have made. It was, you know, when your kids were young, just like my daughter, there was that wave of hipster kids music. Great stuff, you know, by people like Dan Zanes and They Might Be Giants. But that stuff is pitched a little bit to parents, too. You know, it's the dad who buys the Ramones onesie for his baby. Listens to those artists. Not that I'm implicating anybody, including myself, but Raffi, the thing about his songs is that they are at the level of kids. He calls what he does child honoring, and he really does.
When I heard this new record, Dog on the Floor, I thought, man, this is pretty sweet and so innocent. I know if I play this for my kids, they will absolutely love this. Play, play, play. How can they not get their little heads around something as pure as that? Raffi is the artist, another in a long, deep catalog of records from him. The new one's called Dog on the Floor. All right, one final record to talk about before we go today, and it comes from Cody Jinks, and his new album is called Lifers.
It's hard to find the words, so often standing face to face. Sometimes it takes a thin white sheet to put things into place. Things that I could never say come flooding out somehow upon these lines. I'm still fighting the same battles I've been fighting all these years. A dreamer's not a dream, unless you're living with a fear. What they say will be forgotten, all that's done will be for naught, and why. It's been a long time, Lord, since I sit down and had a cry. It's sometimes overwhelming, and I can't tell you why, but I remember Jackson singing, Doctor, Doctor, please, my eyes.
The singer is Cody Jinks. His new album is called Lifers, and this song is the cut that closes out the record. It's called Headcase. And Anne, you say Cody Jinks, he's another new artist for me, but you think he's one who might end up topping the country charts with this new one.
Yeah, Robin, I wanted to bring this record to the table this week because I know so many people who join us and listen to our podcast, you know, they think there is mainstream country, which they don't like, which involves guys with pomaded haircuts and too tight jeans singing about girls in too tight jeans getting into their trucks. But, you know, there's a lot more out there. And a lot of it is in Texas. Cody Jinks is from Texas. He has a huge following. He, you know, tours with other artists of his kind, like Whitey Morgan and Paul Cawthon. And this is this scene, outlaw, troubadour, connected to the red dirt scene out of Oklahoma, that is really, really important in country music. And these artists are making classic country. And if you like that sound, do not sleep on this record.
I have to say, I can't think of a time when I've ever heard a male contemporary country singer say the line, "It's been a long time since I sat down and had a cry."
You know, the depth is there. This is really well-crafted, beautiful country music. I will say that Cody Jinks started his career in a thrash metal band.
Yeah.
So they were called Unchecked Aggression. So, you know, there's definitely energy here,
so
too.
So from Unchecked Aggression to "It's been a long time since I sat down and had a cry."
Those are not as far apart as you think.
Yeah, that's true, actually, now that I say it out loud.
That's like an average morning for Stephen.
And Cody Jinks is the artist again, and his new record is called Lifers. A note about New Music Friday: I am going fishing. We are off the next 2 weeks, but back on August 17th. We're entering a kind of a quiet time for some releases. We'll play catch up on August 17th. In the meantime, tell your friends about the program. Follow me on Twitter at NPROBIN. To see a list of the albums we talked about, check out the podcast description for this episode. You can also go to npr.org/allsongs. You can hear full versions of the songs we featured from these records and a whole lot of other great releases in the New Music Friday playlist from NPR Music. Go to npr.org/Spotify or open the Spotify app and search for NPR Music. Stephen Thompson, thank you again.
Thank you.
Ann Powers.
Always a pleasure.
For NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of great music.